Let's speak to journalist Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow. And Yulia, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has been talking about the situation. What exactly has he been saying?
Yeah, now we've heard from President Putin regarding the disaster, and he discussed it with Turkish President Erdogan during a telephone conversation. The Russian president called the destruction of the Kakhovka power plant a barbaric action by Kiev, adding that it was instigated by the West. Putin stated that the breakdown of the power station was a clear example of Kiev's terrorist methods. So now we've heard from all the Russian top officials regarding the destruction of the Kakhovka dam, and all of them place the blame solely on Kiev. By the way, prior to the telephone call with Vladimir Putin, Mr. Erdogan had a conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine, offering to create a commission with the participation of the UN, Russia, Ukraine and Turkey to investigate what actually happened at the Kakhovka dam. Basically, we understand that Ukraine accuses Russian troops of blowing up the dam. Russia claims that the power station came under Ukrainian shelling. But there is also a version that it could be an unintentional disaster and the dam collapsed due to improper maintenance and the damage due to the damage caused earlier. So obviously experts now say that the destruction of the dam may negatively affect both sides of the conflict.
And just a little bit more on the damage. What's the risk of further flooding on the Russian-controlled side of the river? Do we know any more about that?
Well, as far as we know, the evacuations continue. People are being rescued, animals are being rescued, because obviously, as we understand, the water level is a bit decreasing. But as we understand, other territories down the Dnipro River, actually, all the water is rushing there. Also, according to the Russian Ministry of Defense, we know that on June the 5th, a Ukrainian group blew up a fragment of the Tolyatti-Odessa ammonia pipeline. It took place in the Kharkov region, where some fighting had been reported earlier. Some video elements are now circulating on the internet showing a poisonous cloud allegedly moving into the Kupiansk region. Some civilian victims with the ammonia poisoning have been reported, and according to the Defense Ministry, they received all the necessary medical help. The Tolyatti-Odessa ammonia pipeline was a vitally important part of the grain deal between Russia, Ukraine and the UN. And the resumption of the pipeline was one of Russia's conditions for extending the deal. The Russian Foreign Ministry said that restoration of the Tolyatti-Odessa ammonia pipeline will take some time, from 1 to 3 months, if there is access to the facility. Also, the Foreign Ministry blamed Kiev, saying that it was the only party not interested in resuming the ammonia pipeline, and that by blowing up the pipeline, Kiev dealt a heavy blow to the efforts of the UN in the fight against hunger in poor countries.
Okay, thank you so much. That is Yulia Shapovalova for us in Moscow.